Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, William Clark. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. In Illinois, the Associated Press reports that yesterday, Monday the 28th, a car ran through an after-school program of a, quote, small city outside of Springfield, end quote. Four people are reported dead, with several others being injured. The driver survived and has been taken to a hospital for a psychic evaluation, and it is currently unclear if they have been taken into police custody. Next up, in international news, the AP reports that the Liberal Party of the Canadian Prime Minister Mike Carney has won the federal election. Initial speculation had shown that the Liberal Party would lose this election after previous Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stepped down earlier this year, but it seems that economic pressure from the Trump administration has pushed the Liberal Party back into winning the election. The Associated Press also reported that the Kremlin announced there will be a 72-hour ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, lasting from May 8th to May 10th. This is reportedly to celebrate Russian victory over Nazi Germany at the end of World War II. Ukrainian Foreign Minister responded to this announcement, asking, quote, "Why wait for May 8th?" End quote. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm William Clark. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.